Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Habanim Yotzin Bakisharim. Sons, little boys, can go out with knots on Shabbos. So what are these knots? The Gemara explains that there would be like this. You have a boy, and he's crying for his father. So the father would take the shoelace from his right shoe and tie it on the boy's left hand. And the Rambam explains that this child, he has tremendous love for his father, and he doesn't want his father to abandon him. So in order for the father to ensure, you know, the security that the son needs, he would take the shoelace from his right shoe and put it on the son's left hand. And this would be a segula. This is what they call these kasharim, these knots, that the son would, you know, stop crying and just calm down. So that's what these kasharim are. And some explain, another pshat, that if a son, Nebuch loses a parent, loses a father, they would take the son would take the shoelace from the father's right shoe and tie it on his left hand, and this would be Meshachat Libay, it would calm him down, it would be Menachem, it would console him. So various pshatim and what these ksharim are, but the point is that you can go with them on Shabbos. Ubnei Malachim Bezugin. And the princes can go out with these bells. They had these bells that were tied, they were woven into their clothing. And once it's woven into the clothing, it's not a problem. They can go out with it on Shabbos that's not either a problem, it's not considered carrying. And the truth is, v'chol adam, any kind of person, not just, princes, really any kind of person can go out with these bells that are woven into their clothing on Shabbos. Elash adim chachamim behova, the chachamim, you know, gave princes as an example, because those are the ones that used to wear these bells in their clothing. But the truth is, any person can wear these bells in their clothing on Shabbos and go out with it on Shabbos. It's not considered carrying. Mishnah Yud, and with this we conclude the sixth parak. Yotzin bebeitzas hachargol. You can go out with beitzas hachargol on Shabbos. There was a type of grasshopper. That's the beitzas hachargol, a certain type of grasshopper. And they would carry its eggs with them, and it would be a segula to give her a four shalema for pain in the ears. Okay? Ubishen shal shual, where they would take the tooth of a fox, and they would hang it on their neck. And if it was the tooth from a live fox, it would help a person, lemisha marve bishen, someone who sleeps too much, and he just can't stop sleeping. So they would take the tooth of a live fox, tie it around his neck, and it would help him not to sleep so much. Or the opposite, the tooth of a dead fox, they would put on someone that can't fall asleep and needs to fall asleep. And these were different segulas that would help these people, you know, with their illnesses that they have. And the Meiri writes that even in the Sefer of the Refuos, L'chachmei HaTeva, to those that are wise in the laws of nature, these segulas are brought down. So whether we hold of them nowadays or not, I do not know. But in the times of the Mishnah, they used to use these type of things for Refuos. Ubimasmer Hatzalov, they would take a nail from the gallows. They would take a nail from the wood that they used to hang a person. And they would hold it with them, and it was a segula to heal a swollen wound. The Rambam writes that they would hang it around the neck to heal someone who had fever for the third time. Okay, another pshat. The point is that these things, since they're meant for refuah, they're permitted to go out with them on Shabbos. Mishum refuah, k'shemishtam shembehem l'shem refuah. Using for refuah is permitted. If you're just going out with it because you want to show your friends this cool thing that you have, you can't do it. But if you're doing it for a fool, you have one of these ailments, and therefore you have one of these items as a remedy, then the Rebbe Meir would say it's permitted to go out with it on Shabbos. We're not concerned about carrying, because it's considered, you know, part of the person. The Chacham say that not only can't you go out with it on Shabbos, af b'chola, so even during the week you can't use these things. Mishum darkei ha'amori, they say that you're going in the ways of the Amori, you're going in the ways of the Gayim. The pasuk says, u'b'chukoseim lo silechu, not to go in the ways of the Gayim. And these, you know, heebie-jeebie witchcraft stuff, they don't like it, and they say you can't even do it during the week. However, the Gemara brings down that anything that you're using for a refuah, that's not considered that you're going in the ways of the Amoris, and therefore it's permitted. So we don't paskin like the Chum over here, at least this is what the Gemara is saying. But things that, what the Gemara means to say is that, you know, general things that you want to go like the Gayim are prohibited. But if it's for a refuah, it's for the person's health, then of course it would be permitted. And this concludes Perek Vav.